Welcome to Tea Time with Monica. Are you ready to spill some tea?
Hello, loves, and welcome to Tea Time with Monica. Today's guest is Tima Aziz Sirwa. She is the visionary creator behind the Womb Sauna. Now, if you guys have not heard of the Womb Sauna, I don't know where you've been, but you need to check the Womb Sauna out. Now, she discovered her passion to lead people to their highest potential at the age of 6. So she was anointed early for this, okay? She did this by creating her first organization. And for years, she leased out her life, energy, and focus to working for others' dreams. And it showed up in her womb health. That was Tima's training ground for her own life's purpose. And after experiencing a personal health crisis, her priorities changed. She harmonized her body, mind, and spirit. She now chooses every day to demonstrate to the world what a whole, healthy, powerful woman looks like. Amazing. Welcome, Tima. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. What an introduction. Greetings to all the listeners. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that I found you, or you found me.
Yes.
And we have this time together.
Yes. And I am just so happy and excited to have you on here because I cannot wait to get in this conversation about your work. I've been following you for so long and I just knew I had to share this with my audience.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So we're going to start with a quote as I always do. And the quote says, "The uterus is the woman's center. If it is out of balance, everything in her life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, will be out of balance." Now, how does this quote speak to you and your work?
Well, it was really my womb being in a health crisis. I was diagnosed with PCOS in my 20s. They said I was infertile. I would never be able to conceive on my own, that I would need in vitro. And I didn't know at that time that the womb is the seat of a woman's creative power.
Just stop right there. Hold on. We don't think about that. And I've talked about that on this podcast because, of course, I've dealt with fibroids, endometriosis. I just had an ablation, found out that I had endometrial polyps, didn't know that. And, you know, when you have the ablation, they tell you you're not able to carry a baby. And I told people, they asked me, why was I okay? And I said, first of all, I have a lot of kids to love. I have a lot of kids around me. I have godchildren. But also, the womb is for more. This is my creativity. I can birth so much out of me.
No, literally. So, you know, that was a defining moment in my life because I remember I had went through 7 reproductive endocrinologists. The last one was very insensitive. He was flipping through my medical paperwork. 3 minutes later, he's telling me the only way you're going to have children is if you have in vitro. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because you're hairy. And I looked at him like, what?
Sir?
As in, like, I got hair on my body. You know how many hairy women I know with children. So, but that was a defining moment because I knew I could believe whatever I wanted to believe. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking that doctor in his eye and saying, you don't know me or my God. And I meant what I said.
I know you did because you said it so firmly.
But that vibration is the vibration of the womb. And in my work, I teach women the anatomy of the womb of your mind, the womb of your body, and the womb of your spirit. So here I am with Queen of Fua's book, Sacred Woman, tuning into doing all these prayers and affirmations. And I went into this deep relationship with my womb. She was holding all of the information about my life, my traumas, my joys. It was like a movie screen just playing it when I would do my womb meditations and just spend quality time with my womb outside of my cycle, outside of being sexual and playing. I actually developed a real relationship. And so with that quote that you said, when you talk about the uterus, I teach in one of my programs that the uterus is the organ of abundance. Just look at how it functions. Only about 2 inches long in this healthy state. But my daughter came out 9 pounds, 11 ounces. How did it stretch And okay. So womb healing work teaches you. See, you don't work me up. I feel like I'm about to preach.
Honey, no, honey, this is good. And use this as your pulpit, honey.
Yes, because I get so excited about this conversation. You know, womb healing work transforms a woman's life. You start tapping into your womb power, your creative power. You start living without limitations.
Yes.
You start recognizing that I don't have to bow to what other people want me to be and do and how they want me to function. You remember that God sits inside of you, that you are the bridge between heaven and earth. We as women literally take a spirit and give it bones, a brain and flesh. And you telling me you can't pay your cable bill? That makes no sense to me. You have power you're not tapping into. So when you start there and you say like, this that I sit with is a powerful conduit for us to really create the lives we want to live. And that's what womb healing work did. And that birthed the womb sauna. My work did not start with me finding a trend. When I got started in this industry, this was not on reality TV and it was not on the internet. Vaginal steaming was not talked about when I got started.
Yeah, because you've been doing this for a while.
I've been doing this for a long time. And so, you know, I'm the first testimony of my work. I got into it because I needed healing. My daughter is the evidence that the womb sauna method can literally birth things that the odds stacked against you say you can't birth.
Yeah.
You know, so women come to me and I introduce them to this particular healing modality of popping a squat over herbs, getting butt naked. Who, you could have never told me this is what I would be doing.
You're like, look, you're laughing now because like, really, this is what I say to women.
I thought I was going to be a lawyer, honey. I had no idea. So, you know, this is a time of awakening for a lot of people, even the brothers. I work with men in phenomenal ways. You know, their wives come home transforming. They're like, what you getting? What happened? Kisha, help me.
You know? I need something, honey. I need some healing.
So, you know, I don't steam the men, but I coach them and I teach their women how to be the ladies in their houses and bring a healing vibration into the home. So that's part of my work. And that quote really does talk to the core of why I do what I do.
Yeah. So let's talk about the yoni steaming, you know. It's getting popular out there, everybody, you know, and we want to make sure that we're doing this the right way. But let's just talk about what it is that you do, what's the ingredients, all that stuff. Well, I know you don't want to give us the ingredients, but
yeah, we could talk about herbs that are helpful. And I have a class and things like we provide information and education. We don't have secrets like this. Tama doesn't have, and I say that because sometimes In conversations like this and in spaces like this, we just, you know, it seems that people always want to put a dollar tag on stuff. Like for me, I'm not here for that. I'm not broke. I'm abundant. I live in perpetual abundance.
I need the money will come.
You know, so yeah. So anyway, here's how it works. So we provide a holistic expression of vaginal steaming. That's been our niche from the beginning, mind, body, spirit. So number one, we only service our clients one-on-one. Here I am almost 10 years in this industry, and this is our method. And we sit at women's feet. We call it the manifestation seat. We're crowning women. We're praying with women. We're affirming them, and we're interviewing their womb. We ask, if your womb could speak, what would she say her journey in this life has been? We call that your womb story. And you'll be surprised. I've had women who share things they've never told anybody, right? I've had the honor of serving young women, 60 and above. Like it's been incredible. Now, when you come into the office, the first thing we do is your health profile. So we go over to make sure, you know, we understand what your health goals are. We want to make sure that none of the herbs have any contraindications, right? So this is why our company, I'm not saying that the way other people do it is wrong, but this is why we don't just mail you something to use without guidance, because herbs are medicine too.
Yeah, they are.
And so people need to understand what they're using, how they're using it, and you need somebody to witness the parts of your mind that you're not going to take yourself to.
Right.
Sometimes those parts are needed. So you sit on this stool that's open at the bottom. The herbs are heated. some of the herbs that we use, we have six different formulations with the womb sauna that we use. One is called Love Intensity. Yum. Everybody wink. There's nothing but
some yum yumminess.
So put a little arch in your back. Yeah. So that's nothing but aphrodisiac herbs.
Right? Oh, okay. So hold on. What time do I sign up for that?
Yeah. You want a session now.
We need a session.
So we got, you know, some Damiana in there. So some Yohimbe bark. We got rose petals and clove and And so that's one of our blends. Then we have the smell of heaven. I call that the balance blend, right? Mm-hmm. That's for the workaholic. Your cortisol levels are out of control. Your adrenals are fatigued. And it's affecting your whole endocrine system and your hormonal balance, right? So that's nothing but medicinal flowers. It's one of the sweetest blends that we have. Has rose petals, hibiscus, meadow sweet flower, all of these wonderful things, calendula, which provide some of that balancing that you need. And right. We got the womb goddess blend. We have the mucus detox blend. And then we also have the emotional freedom blend. And the thing that's unique is we bring in metaphysics. So all of our herbal formulations are infused with gemstone and flower essences. Mm. So literally you're getting some of that crystal medicine in the steam. And all of my clients also invest in the herbs. So they're drinking in rose quartz with the plant-based medicine in between their sessions.
If y'all can see audience, if you can see my hands, I'm doing like a praise thing.
Yeah, they're drinking in Brazilian amethyst and all these different tools because I'm a convenience girl. I would not have achieved wholeness without convenience. I'm very clear about that.
Right.
If there's a cooking recipe that requires a whole day of seasoning, I'm not going to do it. I need the 30-minute recipes. I already know that about me, right? So just being honest, I'm not going
to. Look, I need a 30-minute pop. We got to do this all in one.
I need all my medicine to come to me easy. I need all my blessings to come to me. I need all my men to come to me easy. I don't like stress, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the process. You come in, you fully undress, you're clothed from your neck down. We have a caping system. And I teach all of this in our university to our practitioners. Mm-hmm. So they learn our method and they learn how to implement it. They learn what formulations to create, or you can wholesale purchase what we have created. And we walk through that. By the time we get to the end of the session, women have tuned into more of who they are and more of their power. And so when we wrap up, we sit back down, I give them a regimen based on what came out of their session. So if they need to get to a chiropractor, or if they need to get to a Reiki practitioner, we already have a network of mind, body, spiritual healers. Mm-hmm. I also tell them to go to their doctors. I'm sick of them coming in, telling me they got fibroids, and the last time they was checked was 5 years ago. Absolutely. Oh, no. Your body changes every year.
Every year.
So I teach them how to have high level conversations with even, you know, allopathic doctors, because the advantage of modern medicine is technology. Right. We don't have to, you know, guess what's going on inside the body. You can go get a test, an x-ray, an ultrasound, and find out. And then you can come back to your team of healers. Mm-hmm. And we all know what we're dealing with, right? So. Right. That's the nature of what I do. That's how we express our method of vaginal steaming. And it has taken us to 13 different countries. Our brand right now is in 13 different countries.
Amazing.
All over the US, we got practitioners all over the world giving the womb sauna experience.
I love it. Now, you talked about so much in there because
I gave y'all a lot.
You gave us a lot.
I'm a woman.
You're part of the Ia Kenya, who I see for my Reiki and some of my astrology teaching and stuff. She says you're part of the team too much crew. You know, the women that just, we're just too much to handle. We got the sauce. Yes, we got we're the whole plate. We're the whole den. I'm not a snack, honey. I'm the whole meal.
I'm a whole meal and dessert. Whole meal.
Yes. So, okay, how do I want to start breaking this down with you? Because we talked about the yoni love, the relationship with your yoni. We talked about, you know, making sure that you're getting healing all around from all types of practitioners, with your medical doctor, with spiritual teachers. Maybe you need to go to like a specialist for something. So let's just start breaking this down. I guess we can start with the yoni love, like the experience of learning that new relationship. So how do your clients feel how do your clients feel after that, like experiencing that and learning the yoni love, like how to have that proper relationship?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So if y'all go to the testimonial tab, it's funny because you'll notice there's hundreds and hundreds of testimonials and they're not even talking about this thing. It's so funny. They're talking about how their life is transformed, what they've learned, how it birthed a bit. Like I've had women come in and I always ask, what's the intention? What are we manifesting today? And one woman was like, I need 15 grand. I was like, all right, let's pop this squat. She called me a week later screaming, Tama, that mommy. I was like, did you expect anything less? The yoni love, the relationship with your yoni is a reflection of what you know about yourself and what you think you deserve. I want you to really hear that. My womb is healthy, not necessarily because of all the things I do for her, but because I finally remembered who I am. My self-care is the evidence of my self-love.
So because honey, you need to coin that. Say that again.
My self-care is the evidence of my self-love.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what happened to me a few years ago in my work. There were women who couldn't get to me. And all I could do was get on Skype and hold space for them. And because I tracked the data and results in my work, I started noticing that women who weren't even getting on the pod were getting the same physiological results as the women who were. And I said, God, are you getting ready to take away all of my work? Like, what is this about? They're not even popping the squat and their fibroids are gone. How'd that happen? And I feel like we have forgotten the ancient wisdom of how powerful we really, really are.
Yeah.
Like you can literally transform your body by seeing yourself correctly. One of my favorite books, A Course in Miracles, says the greatest miracle you can ever experience in your life is to see yourself correctly. Mm-hmm. Don't you know that your body is obedient to your consciousness? Your body loves you so much that it'll let you cut your arm off and still make you think it's there. Like your body is being obedient to you. So if you would go up, if you would elevate, if you would love yourself more, your health will improve. It's inevitable. It's directly connected. So that's what my clients discover. Some of them go vegan and they start eating raw food and still can't shake their fibroids. Some of them shake them eating steak and potatoes. Like it's not that black and white. Right. It's not that your body's obedient to a script. Your body is obedient to you. And so one of the greatest outcomes that I'm discovering women have when they work with me is they get back in their bodies.
Yeah.
Because you sometimes don't know. I had a fertility massage this morning before I started my day. And I feel like I'm pretty present in my body, but I do a lot. I'm a whole mogul over here, right?
Right. Yeah, you do.
So she starts rubbing certain parts of my body. I said, ouch. I had no idea there was pain there. That's why I love body work. That's why I love what I do. Because I'm literally teaching women that there's no possible way you can be on this planet and think your body is not keeping score. You better get back in your body if you want to go to the next level and learn how to care for yourself at the highest level. Crack the code.
Crack the code. I love it. I love it. You know, you don't, like we said, you don't think about how much, a woman doesn't think about how much her womb really controls. It is, it's there to bring life, but it brings life in so many different ways.
Yeah, you could ask any of my husbands. They know that my womb is heaven. Like, so
how I wasn't ready for that.
I know you ain't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming. See, I was like, oh.
That's the same old trick. People just, you never know. Don't give me a mic. I'm going to say whatever is in my heart.
Say it, honey.
So, you know, how is it that other people know who you are better than you do?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I hear clients say, oh, when they say I'm so powerful, I'm just, you know, like, wow. I'm like, why are you surprised? Don't you know who you are?
Well, no, because society tells women to second guess themselves, that we aren't, you know, depending on where you are in society, who you're around, mm-hmm. you're told that you're less than. Look at how society treats women as a whole.
Less pay, less rights. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But this so is why you don't I know. Think everything is crumbling right now in the world. This is why I think all these systems are no longer sustainable.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our ancestors, I don't think spirit is going to let us go out like that. I just think we are a generation where we are having to do the real work
mm-hmm.
to leave legacies of wellness and wealth behind. You know, and yes, American culture, Western culture makes it convenient to try to get a shortcut, right? So an example of that will be women that believed their doctor's recommendation for surgery, but the abnormal growths kept coming back. And so you keep getting cut. And I eventually, then you run into a tamer that says, can we just go a little bit deeper and explore some other options and explore why your body may be growing this to begin with,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, because I'm not against surgery, trust me, it's on the pyramid text. We've had surgeons for centuries. So it's not that there's not a place for that, but what I'm saying is, I believe every human being is here for two reasons, to know thyself and be thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else becomes a distraction and you find yourself years later living your life for everybody else but you.
Preach.
So we gotta do the deeper work and we gotta realize that sometimes what our body does is it starts ringing alarms. Like maybe if I give you high blood pressure, you'll slow down. Maybe if I give you this experience of infertility, or if I give you heart problems or diabetes, maybe what do I gotta do to get you to just sit with yourself and learn who you are? And become masterful with self-application.
Yeah, you know, so it's funny because I keep going back to the things I've learned on my journey because mm-hmm. you're speaking it. It's just like, I remember you telling me, you know, spirit will speak to you in whatever way you're going to sit down and like shut you down in that way. So you can say, all right, I don't got nothing else to lose. All right, God, what do you want from me? The divine will give you what you need to shut you down and say, all right, what is it you want from me? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? What do I need to work on?
Literally, I believe the universe doesn't give no's. It only gives yeses.
Yeah.
So if you say, oh, I'm not good enough, the universe says, yes, let me give you all the experiences that are congruent with that belief. But what happens if after you listen to this podcast, every day from here forward, you know you're enough?
Yeah.
Your life will bow to you. We don't just have God. We are made in the image of God. And as a woman, I can understand that because there's not a human being on the planet that came here without a womb. So the code to creative God power is in every single woman on this planet, whether she knows it or not. You know, so for me, it's like, okay, let me sit with this big old cosmic portal and start learning how to channel this energy. You know, I'm a woman, baby. I get what I want.
And it's funny because people don't understand when we talk about sometimes manifesting and, you know, it's just a full moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand. Sometimes you better orgasm. You can, honey, when you orgasm, you better start manifesting while you orgasm because you don't know.
If you haven't tried it, ladies, let
me tell you, that manifested with an orgasm, you are birthing something powerful right there.
Some of the best sermons I heard were on my back. Some of the best sermons I've heard. And I teach this in my Power of Pleasure Masterclass. I teach women to prioritize their sensual and their sexual health. Orgasmic women, they walk different. They look different. Their edges are thicker. You know what I'm saying? Like orgasmic women. I don't just give it in theory. I know I make people laugh when I do my teachings around this, but seriously, like scientific data shows that women who are having a minimum of 7 orgasms a week, I don't care how you get there, but get there if you can, okay?
All right.
They have less chances of dementia. They have less occurrences of arthritis and, you know, these debilitating things that people assume comes with aging. So my mama, I know she had some heart issues this year and she's 65, but I'm like, listen, are you bussing, Mom? Like, I'm gonna need you to live long.
Did you say, Ma, you bussing?
Oh, I talk to my mother like that. We best friends.
Okay, yeah, I love it, Ma. You bussing? Because
I'm gonna need you to get there. Do you need me to buy you something? Like, what do we need to do?
What's
you
need to what you need?
Put it on my calendar. This is, don't bother me from this time. It's, you know, and she laughs, but seriously, it's important because we are a living well. Mm. We have living waters. And some of the best healing moments I've ever experienced in my life was with divine masculine energy. See, the womb energy moves in the spiral.
Right.
We move like that in the divine feminine energy. But that lingam power moves linear. And so there have been men who've seen the trauma in my body. They could feel the vibration of trauma. And they come in and they direct it out. They move it, they make room for love. They do it with every stroke, every touch, every kiss.
You gonna have people making love differently now these days. I hope the heck you do.
I hope you
leave the heck you do.
And turn somebody out, okay?
Well, I have to tell you, if you haven't experienced some spiritual sex, honey, you just...
Is there any other kind of sex to have?
You know, like,
I don't know, honestly,
there isn't, but there are people who have not experienced it. And I know it from the way they talk about sex, the way they see sex, because I used to see it differently.
Because if you're not intentional,
right,
and if you've had certain kind of religious programming that has you believing in perversion and the idea of sex being something other than holy, you know, I help women in my masterclass understand, like, the God of the clitoris got a problem with you having stimulation of it. Like, why did he even give it to you then? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, we were created with a clitoris. I mean, that is the only, it is only function is pleasure.
What?
It has no other function.
I feel like I would be dishonoring God to not.
he gave me this for one sole purpose. It has no everything, other things that have functioning down there, but this right here.
Hey, preach, sister.
This right here has no other function. They took that part out of the Bible. I think they did. I think they took it out.
No, it's in the Song of Solomon. It's in there.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read that part. Maybe I didn't read that
Solomon
part.
Solomon says, let me give y'all, since we go ahead Bible study real quick. Solomon says, let me enter your garden and taste its sweet fruit. Oh, well, that's in the Bible. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm in alignment.
We did. That's aligned, honey, because this, like I said, it was only create, its only purpose is pleasure.
But people have to realize pleasure is medicine. My definition of an orgasm is an orgasm represents how much capacity you have to hold joy. Like, literally, when you orgasm, your brain goes in different states. The veil is
gone. It does.
And I challenge anyone who is holding themselves back, sensually or sexually, to explode in joy, to surrender and let the body fully relax for just a moment. And as it's relaxing, calling your blessings. I've been on top of men. We get up and go manifest six figures in a day. This is not just a joke. This is ancient wisdom. It's how we're designed. And that's why it always comes back to knowing yourself.
Yeah.
Know that not only am I a human being, I'm also a sexual being. So what am I doing for my sexual health? Sometimes I look at my clients in the face. I say, do you know you are acting like a penis? I need you to act like a vagina and soften up, open up, be wet, moist, and learn how to receive for once in your life. And they look at me like a deer in headlights, but I'm serious. You are erect. You are spitting stuff everywhere. Like, you don't have any control of your womanhood. I know you in this patriarchal
society. I'm trying to tell you, it is what society has done to women. To destroy. What was this, a book I'm reading called Pussy Prayers?
Yeah,
and you like that? Because you know the book. So you know how she just basically explains how women were in the beginning, where she's talking about how women were torn down, and how it was, you know, how everything about our divine feminine energy, at one point it was praised, it was worshipped in a spiritual way. And then somewhere along the line, there's no.
Yeah, the oldest religion that this world has had is the worship of woman. I'm literally writing my signature book. I'm a best-selling author, but I've co-authored. But this book coming out is mine, and it's called The Woman God.
I'm going to get the exclusive. I expect, look, we're going to have to meet up for some tea, and I'm going to get this exclusive.
Right. I literally talk about my journey of finding the goddess in Proverbs 8. And what I began to uncover, like once I met her there, it was just like a domino effect. So my point is, a lot of people, a lot of women struggle with tapping into their divine nature because everything you know about God is masculine. You don't know the woman God. Mm-hmm. You only know God the Father. You only pray and talk to and commune with God the Father. You have no idea who your divine mother is. But whose image are you made in, woman? Right? And it's answered right in Proverbs 8. A lot of my friends, you know, when I started leaving the Christian tradition, they thought I had lost my mind. They were like, well, what do you read? I'm like, the Bible.
Stuff be right there in your face.
So, you know, all of what we're talking about when it comes to womb health, yoni awareness and connection, sexuality and living an orgasmic life, this is what our ancient foremothers talked to their daughters about. We lost that.
Yeah.
We lost that. So I'm in my work, I'm bringing it back. I'm teaching women how to be women. I'm teaching them the power of their womanhood. And I'm teaching them how to care for their female bodies.
Yeah.
And really be, you know, congruent within themselves.
When is book coming out? Because...
Girl, I can't tell you. I wish I could give you a date. As soon as I think it's done, I get another download. Like, it's a very intimate writing process. Me,
you might have to have this in volumes, though. You might have to have like a volume, you know, you might have to have a volume one, a volume two, and volume because if it's coming great. To you in download, there's you know, it probably is a stopping point for volume one, and then there's volume two, and volume three.
People, I'm gonna write that down. Hold on,
we're gonna be having that divine moment together, like, oh, girl, we're gonna work this out.
We can
work this out because I see it helping a lot more. Like you said, people are having that awakening moment.
Yeah.
And know and learning. And I tell people all the time, like I used to get it all the time about, you know, a woman who's just so open about like wearing, I'll have more lingerie than I have clothes. Okay. My lingerie is all, like, I don't mind taking a boudoir picture. I don't mind showing myself.
Those are my headshots.
But you know, a lot of times people will be like, well, you know, you're giving off the wrong energy. You know, you're giving it the wrong way.
Who are these people?
People I don't speak to no more. Sometimes, you know, most of them is people I don't speak to no more. But still, I got a lot of negative feedback for that. And then I had to explain to people, like, like I said, everybody knows my 9-to-5 is in politics, okay? But you don't know what I got on up under my, like, I could have the laciest, sexiest thing, honey, and I'm feeling like I am that bitch that day. Mm-hmm. Like, I control the room because now my body, the feel, the touch of it.
The lace,
the silkiness, the satin, you know, that makes me feel like this divine woman.
And that's what I mean when I say pleasure is medicine. It's not just about the physical activity. You know, I don't have casual sex. If I decide I'm gonna tap that, it is a divine assignment. That's how I treat it. My sexuality is my spiritual practice. My sensuality is one of my spiritual gifts. I walk into restaurants and offerings get laid at my feet because I know how to channel my inner hetheru and my beauty and my, I'm that girl, right? Yeah. So I understand exactly what you're describing. And I think every woman should really give herself permission. I had to make some tough decisions because I decided I'm not hanging out with women that don't bust. Because they don't act right. They grouchy.
She said, if you ain't about, if all her friends bust it. Because if you don't, so we can't go out because you're angry. And I can't deal with all
that. Her vibration is different. Yeah, you need to get some.
Honey, you need to get some of you. Like you said, you need a toy, you need a moment. You need but a moment. I think
women have been programmed to that their sexuality is only giving, right? So that's how you find a woman in a 20-year-long marriage who isn't having orgasms. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Well, you know, it's for him. No. Mm-mm.
You know what?
If a man isn't
telling you, be selfish, enjoy it. If he isn't allowing you to do that, I don't know that you should be giving him any piece of you.
Yeah, because I'm not even waiting for you to ask anything. If you're bold enough to give into the energy that we exchange, then your mind, once it happens, once it clicks, I'm coming to get, because I'm a woman. Just look at our anatomy. The vagina doesn't go out, it goes in. Mm. I'm very masterful at being in receiving mode. So if there's a vibe between us, that means you have an offering for me. What you gonna give me? Because right. I'm gonna take all of it. And too many women don't think like that. They always think that they are the sacrifice. Their body is the sacrifice. So then you start making people try to perform for your love. But if you need somebody to perform for your love, then dear, you are a performer. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. So the key to having the relationships and the intimacy and the exchanges we want is to become what you're looking for. Mm. And that puts you in a position of power and mastery. Anything less is practice.
Yeah, it is. So let's talk about this Power of Pleasure Masterclass you have coming up.
Oh my goodness.
I hope that you got some women interested. Some of these women on my audience interested. How often do you do this class?
Usually I only do it twice a year.
Really?
It is a very interactive and deeply healing experience for six weeks. Right. And I layer that into some of the other programs I have. Like, I have a class on emotional discipline, right?
Right.
I have a class on toxic lover healing. And then we got the Power of Pleasure class, right? So right. It runs for 6 weeks. And in that 6 week window, you are learning, number one, what values and beliefs you hold about sensuality and sexuality. Mm-hmm. And I start teaching you how to identify where God is in your sensuality and your sexuality. And then we go into these practices, I call them pleasure prompts, that they have to do every week, where I'm forcing you, by saying yes to the process, to get in your body, connect, see what trauma is still in your body. Mm-hmm. If you identify it, I teach you how to start releasing it through different techniques. And I teach you how to meet with your sacred whore.
Oh, the way y'all, if you're not watching this on YouTube, if y'all could just see how her face went, I the sacred whore, just straight up.
That's the energy. It'd be like, oh, it makes you want to just grab your hair and be like, I am.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Yes,
and I share techniques on how to be bold and unapologetic, but also feminine and aware. Mm-hmm. We talk about fetishes. We talk about redefining sexual education, how other cultures have done it. Here in America, we have
the
weird
worst. It is it's scare tactic. We don't have sex education. We have scare tactic.
Yeah, or we have weird sexual education. It's one or the other. It's either I'm gonna scare you, or I'm gonna give you weird stuff, right? Yeah. So we talk about that. We talk about how other cultures do it, and we talk about how to make all of your sexual experiences sacred. And so by the time women come out of that process, we have a private exclusive group where you can share what your milestones are each week. And I remember the first round I did this class, I was seeing women swinging on poles, posting it in the group. I said, oh God, not the good Christian one. You know, like,
not the good, oh my God, the good anointing.
I didn't know you was gonna bring it like that, sis. But they get so comfortable. It's a safe space where women can practice. Like, hey, sis, I'm thinking about sending this video to my husband on his lunch break. And people like, yes, girl, send that. That booty looked good in that one. You know, like, it's that kind of vibe and that kind of vulnerability and trust. Mm-hmm. You have to be ready for any of my teachings. I'm a big energy and I'm very polarizing. Once I'm called in, I'm going to interrupt whatever is holding you back, you know, and so... All of my students be busting by the time they graduate.
All right. She's like, all of them be busting it. It's the bust. You gonna be busting, baby.
You will have pleasure. You will. You're
bust down.
Yes.
I want to ask, because you said you have some other classes like the toxic lover healing. Would you recommend a client to take one before the other, or just do it at the flow of what you see is fit for you?
Yeah, I think people intersect with me where their place of need is. Mm. So what tends to happen is so funny. People may come in one of the classes, but end up signing up for all of them at some point because they realize like, oh, Tama's walking me through different facets of myself and my needs. Uh-huh. So whichever one resonates with you and you connect with and you feel like this is what I need right now, then have it. And I almost can guarantee you'll find yourself saying, I want some more of this energy because it's really transforming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see how it could be very transforming. Because when I saw toxic loving, I was like, now how many times a day do I see people on TikTok, just friends talk on any social platform or just talking to your friends and your peers like about toxic relationships and really what that is?
People are really trying to figure this out. And, you know, I get tired. Like, I hate what happened with Kevin Samuels and all these other kind of Derek Jacksons and stuff, because now the conversation feels like men against women.
Kevin Samuels, did you really mention that personal?
That fool? You know, like, now, honestly, I believe that he's very well-intentioned. I just think that if you have to rely on dragging Black women for your success, mm-hmm. something's wrong with your level of integrity.
I don't know if I believe in his intentions being any type of good.
The only reason I say that is because I actually listened to an interview that Unwind with Tasha K did with him, because I was so shocked that he was getting so much publicity and momentum. I said, what is it that everybody is talking about him for? And he had some good elders in his life that gave him some solid principles. So, but he's just—
But he's not using it correctly.
No, I personally don't use my platform to blame other people or other groups of people for what's mm-hmm. not working in my life. And I don't teach my clients to do that either. Mm-hmm. So people know if you're going to rock with Tama and listen to what Tama says, Tama's going to return you to yourself, whether you're a man, woman, it don't matter what side of it you're on. If there's something in your life that you don't like, you have the power to change it. Why are you waiting for anybody else to be different before you become who you say you are? Right. So that's what I don't like about it. And I bring it up because in the conversation of relationships, people think you can walk in a room and point out a relationship. You're going to walk in and see two people relating a certain way. So instead of trying to figure out what to do with the marriage or what to do with the relationship, figure out what to do with yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and then maybe the experience will evolve. And maybe if it needs to end, it can end peacefully because you're at peace with yourself. Right. But if you need your husband to be anything other than who he is for you to be who you say you are, That's a form of giving your power away. I don't need nobody to be nothing for Tama to be who she is. I am that I am.
Right.
So, you know, that's the vibration I think we need to hear more of in the conversation around relationships. We need to stop doing all of this blaming and everybody
has, you ain't do that.
Yeah, everybody has some toxicity. So I work with a lot of couples. I do one-on-one sessions. So there's programs that I offer, but people can work with me one-on-one. Mm-hmm. At book time, if they're not ready for the group process or if the next enrollment date is too far off for them, you know, then they can do that. But you got to be ready because I'm going to bring accountability. That's part of my gift.
Oh, did we say accountability? Because are we adult enough to even...
We got to be grown.
That's a grown word right there, accountability, because people are not wanting to hold themselves accountable. You don't want to see that you may need to make some changes within you. People don't want to see that. They don't want to admit
to it. Or sometimes they see it and they really don't have the skills.
That too.
Like in Toxic Lover Healing, one of the things I make people do in that program is trace how they learned about relationships. Go all the way back to your first boyfriend. All right, what was that like? Right, who taught you how to choose and qualify and vet? And I teach them how their subconscious mind plays a part. You know, your subconscious mind chooses your lover based on your childhood wounds, thinking that this person can be a surrogate parent to that wound. Not the part of your mind that's awake and knows to turn on the light switch. The part of your mind that runs in the backdrop without your permission. Even though you vowed you wouldn't get nobody like your daddy, here you are with somebody like your daddy.
Just like him.
That you ain't nothing like your mama, here you are acting like your mama, right?
Just like him.
Because your lover is your master teacher. And their job is to show you where you are still wounded. It is your responsibility to learn how to heal your wounds. And hopefully you have aligned with someone who can be a sacred witness to you doing your own work. That's very different than you're responsible for my happiness.
No one is responsible for your happiness.
And I can't be happy unless you do this, right? So it's an important conversation.
It is an important conversation. That's why I was like, do we have like, all right, course one needs to be course two, you know, but I understand people coming in as where they think they need to meet you.
My reach is so broad. It's hard for me to kind of say, come in here. I'm just here. I'm like Jupiter in these streets. I'm a big planet moving stuff around.
I love that you found your light and share it with the world. Like, that is so special. And you find people who are healers in their own rights that really understand this, like, this is just me giving back for what the universe gave me to heal me, or for me to do what I need to do. That's why this is my gift. You know, in your darkest hour, you find your light. And then when you give it back, you keep receiving. And you keep giving. It's an exchange.
Yeah, I'm just being myself. And I'm blessed that I follow the instincts that I have been given by my ancestors to put me on the internet, you know. So when other people started looking for how can I be myself, they run into Tama, being herself. And I always dreamed, when I was in corporate America and I knew that I was called to entrepreneurship, I always wanted to be the type of entrepreneur that got paid to be her authentic self. I don't want to have to put up facades and templates and all these different things. I'm gonna just talk to the people and share part of me, and if it resonates, then let's work together.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you talking to the people more, because you started your Heal Everything podcast, right? Yes. So let's talk about that. What brought you to that and wanting to share more with people than just those who come to you as clients?
You want the truth?
Yes. I always want the truth, honey. That's the tea we want. We want the truth tea, honey.
Let me give y'all this tea. it was one of my husbands. I was on my stomach and he was on my back, and he lifted up my head and he said, "You know the world needs your voice. They need to hear you more. You're not making enough noise. You need to podcast." Miss Strope, he started seeding that vision in me. And I heard him deeply and clearly. And I've always been able to, like, it wasn't that I wasn't in podcasting spaces. I've been interviewed on podcasts. I was already on podcast platforms, every major one, just from being interviewed. I had over 200 videos on YouTube yapping over there. We have a Facebook group called Let the Wound Be Heard with over 1,700 women. I yap over there. But he said, no. I'm hearing your ancestors, Tama. They want you to express your voice in a different way. So I birthed this podcast and it has been an incredible adventure. Within our first episode, we went international. By our second episode, our podcast was bringing in passive income and it reached 4 countries. In less than 10 episodes, we was in 7 different countries, 98% of the US. I was like, wait a minute, where are these people even coming from? I was checking the report yesterday and it was like Denmark. I'm like, Denmark?
Denmark? Denmark? What is it? Denmark?
You know, it just is a reminder of what my father prayed every day when I was in my mother's womb. He would lay hands on my mother's womb and say, "This child is going to teach people all over the world." And here I am. He declared that over me. And my biological father, he transitioned when I was 1. So I don't even know him. But everything that he prayed I would be, I am.
That's him walking right with you. Still to this day.
Till this day. So, you know, my voice, my message, I do believe it's significant. And I do believe that it activates things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it helps them really say, wait a minute, I need to heal everything. So the podcast is doing well. I hope that y'all come and listen to it. It's hosted on Anchor. You go to anchor.fm/heal everything. And you can choose which platform, favorite it, subscribe. You'll get a notification. Right now we're wrapping up. We started with the Power of Pleasure series. That was season one. Then we went into some toxic lover healing conversations. We talked about relationships. And right now we're talking about spiritual self-care.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people who've made the transition from a traditional religious experience to now they want to be outside of church or their mosque or, you know, but they get lost sometimes. And so these conversations, the first one, we talked about the thin line between mental illness and spiritual bypassing. Okay.
And then that was a deep conversation, I bet.
And my guest put it down. And then this last episode, we talked about dogma and indoctrination outside of the church. So you over here in African spirituality, still holding somebody's cup, but you say you free. And we talk about the dynamic of, I know I'm gifted, but why do I keep asking people for permission to use the gifts that God has given me? It's like in the Old Testament and the Bible, where Israel had God, but they was asking for a king. Why are you asking for a king when you have God? So, you know, that was the last episode. And the next one coming up is about the cost of inauthentic leadership. And so after we do the spiritual self-care season, you know, we're going to probably talk about emotional discipline next. And our podcast airs every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah,
we'll be dropping some jewels on the internet.
You've been dropping jewels this whole time on Tea Time with Monica, honey. You've given us a great.
I should have bought my cup of tea so I can have my pinky.
Your pinky, yes. Look, you've given us a nice blend of good herbs and good conversation to walk away with, you know, and really think about how we are living our lives, how we are honoring our yoni and the power that we have and the orgasmic power that we have, the spiritual power that we have, just, you know, being in our own right and not being ashamed of it. Because I think that's what a lot of your clients, from what I'm hearing that you've seen and had dealt with in the past, is a lot of shame about being who they truly are.
Criticism, guilt. Trauma.
We've touched on that word so much, like how much trauma, and trauma can be something somebody does to you or something you've allowed that to happen to you, because you have to take accountability. You might have made a choice and it was, your choice felt traumatic to you.
And trauma is not only a bad thing. There's good trauma. Oh my God, I just got this promotion, but it's still feels like a traumatic event in your body because of the sense of responsibilities, right? So my point of bringing that up is these conversations should help you organize your life in a way that you can be healthy and that you have everything you need. You properly support yourself. You should not be at the bottom of your list. Put yourself at the top. If you are putting yourself at the bottom in the name of other people, you are being a disservice to them, because they don't need you at 30%. They need you at 100.
Yeah.
Right. So put yourself at the top of the list. Be good to yourself. Whatever it takes to be whole in your mind, body, and spirit. That is what I'm hoping this conversation inspires you to go do. Yeah. Not just in your head, journaling, all that stuff is good. Light your candles. You know, do your chants and all of that. But if you know you've had severe trauma, go get therapy. Find time, schedule to go sit on somebody's couch or on Zoom and tell them what happened and figure out how it's affected your brain and your body and your nervous system. You know, we can't just skip over certain things and always say we don't have time, but you make your schedule every day. So where do you give your time? So I'm hoping, it is my prayer, that those of you listening right now feel inspired to get organized with your life. And if you find that there is something that you no longer enjoy, your life is yours. You can change it whenever you're ready.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Look, I have to say amen. I say all that to that because that was the sermon. I hope you had your tea.
That's the awesome play. Everybody, we're the choir. Cue the praise team.
Get your little church here. Church clap going on, honey. We're going to be saying praise. Yes, I love it. Well, I'd like you to tell my audience where they can get in touch with you. You've already told them how they can listen to the podcast, but where they can get in touch with you, how they can follow you on social media, all that good stuff, because I think I have some audience members who either need to come see you or know someone who needs to come see you. So please share with them.
I appreciate you sharing your family with me, and I hope that I do get to meet many of you listening to the podcast. So you can go to thewombsauna.com, or you can just type in Google The Womb Sauna. You see we are on like the first 12, 15 pages. And when you go to the website, if you join my email list, you can get a free guided meditation that connects you to that I am energy and vibration. So if you join the email list, you can get that. If you want to understand some of the health benefits of yoni steaming, the way that we express it, there's also on our website a free flyer with the 25 plus health benefits of what it is that we provide. And then while you're on the website, you'll see that I have an online university. It's called the Womb Sauna University. We have 24/7 on-demand classes. Any given month, we have over 700 students worldwide signing and logging and taking the different classes that we offer. There's over 14 different course categories to help you really get the knowledge and education to heal everything and transform your life. We're on every social media platform. And if you want to feel my energy and hear me yap more consistently, join our Facebook group. It's called Let the Womb Be Heard. And okay. I pop in there and I set it off with a random live stream. You just never know what time is going to come in there. And we do rituals together. We have a free class coming up in the group where we're going to talk about journaling as a manifestation technique. So these are the kinds of things we do in that space. And I hope to meet some of you there.
Yes. Well, Ani's definitely check out Tima and the Womb Sauna. You will not be disappointed. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tima, for joining us on Tea Time with Monica today. Loves, thank you for listening today to this podcast. And as always, subscribe, let people know, share with your team. And I love you. Bye, loves.
Bye. This was fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Tea Time with Monica. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast medium. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and follow me on social media at Monica_TheCurvyDiva, spelled MONICA _THEKURVYDIVA, and at Tea Time with Monica.